Chapter 20. Monday through Friday evenings, when Garfield Kennedy got off the commuter train at the Paradise Center station, he waited for the train to leave, then walked 100 yards down the tracks and cut through behind the Congregational Church to Maple Street, where he lived. This Thursday night was like all the others, except that it was raining, and as he walked behind the church, a man and woman approached through the rain and shot him to death without a word. When Jesse got there, he already knew what he'd find. Squatting on his heels in the rain beside Peter Perkins, he saw the two small bullet holes in the chest, one on each side. The blood had seeped through Kennedy's raincoat and had been nearly washed away by the rain, leaving only a slight pink stain. "Same thing," Jesse said. "Name's Kennedy," Peter Perkins said. "He's a lawyer, works in Boston. He lives over there on Maple. Figure he got off the train, cut through the church parking lot toward his house, and never made it." "Family?" Jesse said. "Wife, 3 daughters. They know?" "They came over to see what was going on," Perkins said. "Christ," Jesse said. "Wasn't good," Perkins said. "I'll talk with him," Jesse said. The rain was washing over Kennedy's face and soaking his hair. "And they won't have any idea why someone killed him," Jesse said. "And I'll ask if they know Kenneth Isley or Barbara Carey, and they won't. And we'll find no connection among the 3 of them, and the bullets will be from the same guns that killed the other 2. "You think it's a serial killer, Jesse?" "Yeah," Jesse said. "Any fix on when it happened?" "I talked with the pastor of the church, and he said that the church musician came in to practice on the organ at about 4, Perkins said, and didn't see anything. So, sometime between 4 and when the call came in at 7:15, between 4 and 7:15, there were 3 commuter trains, the last one at 6:23. "Who found the body?" Jesse said. "A couple of kids skateboarding." "In the dark?" "The pastor said the parking lot lights are on a timer, and they turned on at 7. They never change the timer for daylight savings. Kids still here?" "Yeah, they're in the cruiser with Eddie." "Hang on to them." Jesse stood up. "Don't move a thing," he said. "Everything just the way it is." "Sure thing," Perkins said. "I still got to take my pictures." Jesse walked away from the scene 100 yards up the railroad tracks to the Paradise Center station. It was empty and dark. The last train would have been at 6:20. He turned, looked down the tracks. This time of year, it would have been dark by 6, but if you were used to it, you probably wouldn't have a problem. He started down the tracks. He wasn't used to it, but the light from the church parking lot was helpful. "Besides, I'm a natural athlete," he thought. There was a pathway through the screen of trees into the back of the church parking lot. He walked through this way, carrying his briefcase. The lot was still dark. He's walking down here toward Maple Street, and he sees a couple of people walking toward him, and he doesn't pay any attention, and then they get close, and bang. He falls pretty much straight backward, and unless they weren't shooting as good as usual, was dead before he was through falling. He stood over the dead man and looked around the parking lot. There was a maroon Chevrolet Cavalier parked close to the church and a brown Toyota Camry beside it. All the other vehicles were police and fire vehicles, lights on, flashers flashing. I wonder why cops always do that. I wonder why we don't shut the damn things off when we get there. He turned slowly and looked around the parking lot. Across from him was the exit onto C Street. To the right, a path led through another small screen of trees to Maple Street. Jesse walked to the exit and looked at C Street. To the left took you out of town, heading for Route 1. To the right was downtown and the waterfront. He walked back and through the path to Maple Street. Front lawns, driveways, garrison colonials. To the right, near the end of the street, one of the houses was more brightly lit than the others, with several cars parked out front. Kennedy's house. "You know which house is Kennedy's?" Jesse said. "No, I can ask Anthony." Jesse shook his head. "Okay," he said to Perkins, "you can close it up." Perkins nodded. "I'll talk with those kids," Jesse said. "First cruiser," Perkins said, "where the skateboards are."